By buying hybrid cars powered by battery and gasoline, consumers can do something to help the environment. Commentator Baxter Black has some suggestions for other alternative fuels.
Flying into a lot of big city airports anymore is like diving into murky water. Smog hovers like bad breath around a buzzard's smile. Mostly exhaust fumes, that gaseous manure of gluttonous modern metal monsters prowling paved paths through choking jungles of concrete and steel we call our greater metro areas. Government and industry are working together to reduce automobile pollution, but tinkering with a family car can be a risky business. Drive less is fighting words to some. Well, an odd bedfellow army of industry, government, and activist soldiers are joined in the quest for alternative fuels to help reduce pollution. Ethanol, natural gas, propane, and electric are realistic possibilities. But one can imagine solar, nuclear, Alka-Seltzer, anti-gravity, wind-up, and slinky power on the horizon, and whatever happened to the sail, steam, and the squirrel cage? Well, thinking outside the box, we could imagine regional alternative fuels. Nissan might consider developing a car that uses teriyaki sauce. France could have the wine car. Russia, the vodka-powered vehicle. And Germany, of course, the Mercedes Light, which runs on beer. Not to mention the hot air Honda. Electric, of course. Plug a TV set in the back and turn on C-SPAN. A pot-powered car might ease the frustration in traffic jams. Just roll down the window, inhale, and relax. California, as always, would lead the way in both pollution and technology. Their solution, of course, would be the most expensive alternative fuel, bottled water, $1.09 a bottle, but there would be a $14 per gallon state tax, and this is based on the government principle that says just because a more fuel-efficient vehicle can be developed does not mean the consumer should pay less. In the end, our country will drag along and finally get something done when there's enough money in the right pockets. After all, it took 25 years to get unleaded gas into full use. But we're at a stage now that air travel was in 1910. We are limited only by our imagination. A Department of Energy man told me they were now doing research on biomass extraction. Think of it, he said. Lawn clippings, corn stalks, grass, oat hay, and the emissions would be CO2 and water. My gosh, I said, you're inventing the horse.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet Baxter Black.